Hello and welcome to the Payments Journal podcast. Today's discussion is ideally suited for technology leaders at large merchants and retailers who have to balance the pressure of maximizing revenue with the necessity of mitigating risk in the consumer checkout process. We're joined by Sandipan Chatterjee, Head of Enterprise Payments Optimization and Growth at PayPal, as well as Mercator Advisor Group's own Director of Credit Advisory Services, Brian Riley. Together, they detail the full cost of false declines. Spoiler alert, it's worse than you probably think, as well as actions available for businesses looking to improve authorization rates and the importance of network tokenization. Lastly, why authorization rates are particularly important given the state of economic uncertainty. Without further ado, let's take it to the show. So Sandipan, how critical is smooth, efficient authorization in the customer journey?
It is very important, Ryan. Shoppers expect a simple and seamless checkout experience at their fingertips, and every merchant should always focus on not only creating a seamless experience at checkout, but also a robust payment processing system under the hood. Every time a user comes in and clicks pay, we should always try to complete that payment transaction and successfully process the payment every time. That's what a good, efficient auth rate leads to. And it is absolutely imperative that a customer has a good buying experience. Now, traditionally, merchants have always had to decide a compromise on auth rate in order to control their fraud. But we at PayPal have been able to give merchants the best of both worlds. We've been able to balance a high auth rate with low risk loss rate, all without compromising a good customer experience. I'll give you an example. We recently partnered with a company called BetterMe, which is a leading behavioral healthcare app publisher. They recently implemented PayPal as their checkout mechanism, and they saw overall 6.4% increase in the approval rate for their transactions. And this is not an aberration. We do see that across the payment industry, PayPal has a 600 basis points higher authorization success rate than the market average, which means that for every 100 transactions, PayPal is able to approve 6 additional transactions for that merchant. And also, in another major study that we did with a global payment network, we saw that Braintree stack actually offers merchants up to 400 basis points or 4 percentage points improvement in authorization rates. So this goes a long way for our merchants, where they can choose PayPal as a single source provider, or they can maintain a multi-vendor payment stack and improve their authorization rate, improve their customer journey and the customer payment experience. And that is the reason why we have been the primary processor of unbranded processing for major merchants like Airbnb, Uber, DoorDash, Live Nation, Vineyard Wines, TikTok, to name a few. Even slightly smaller but still very important brands like Trudera, Speedway Motors, Sprout Social, Kiva. We have grown into Brazil, where we process payments for Iparanga and iFoods. It's a huge growth market and opportunity for us.
Sandipan hits it on the head when he talks about the importance of authorization. This is really where the rubber meets the road in credit cards or payment cards. You start the transaction with the consumer having a card in their hand. You have a merchant that has the ability to accept it. And now we're getting into where somebody's going to get paid here. And that's really obviously what we're all here for as a merchant. So as it goes through the authorization process, it's really important because this is where the rubber meets the road. Is the card good? Is the buyer the person they say they are? And will it survive the authorization network? And that's an area that PayPal's always been strong in, right? How do you vet that customer? And akin to opening a barn gate, you can open the barn gate all the way and every horse goes out, or every transaction goes out. But you have to kind of tighten it to make sure that the person's who they say they are, right? So there's some scrutinization that goes on with that. And then as it goes to the authorization network, to make sure there are funds available to transact. So it's really essential. And being able to grade those, as Sandipan was mentioning about false positives as an example, you need to govern those. And that's where the elegance of a good authorization system comes in.
So Sandipan, how are customers impacted when the authorization rates are poor? Brian mentions the elegance of a good authorization rate. What happens when the opposite is true and the process doesn't go smoothly?
That's something we never want. A failed charge is a failed customer experience. And it's a very, very frustrating experience for a customer who's gone through the pain of selecting items. They're in their checkout flow, they click pay, and their transaction declines. Especially for a legitimate customer who's using a good form of payment, when they see a decline, it is very frustrating. We recently funded a study which shows that 44% of falsely declined shoppers stopped or reduced shopping with a particular retailer. That's a huge hit to businesses that are not able to provide a good false rate to their customers. And this is like, you know, where false declines and false positives are like, you know, extremely detrimental. We know that businesses can lose up to 75x more revenues to false declines than card-not-present fraud. So extremely important to have like, you know, from a...
You know, if you put your consumer hat on, just as a consumer, how do you feel when it happens? You tend to the cart and you're waiting to close the transaction and there's a glitch in the system for one reason or another. And I've been in payment cards for literally 40 years. It's happened to me a couple of times. In fact, if I do business travel, I always carry multiple cards just in case. And it usually works well, but you don't want to be stuck in some far off city at a restaurant where you have to pay for a check. But that experience as a consumer that you've probably had once or twice in your life too is not satisfying. And it certainly makes you think twice about going back to that merchant or even using that card again.
Yeah, that's wild. It's frankly something I hadn't considered prior, that, you know, a false decline will stop, shoppers will stop shopping with that retailer entirely, which to me says that like a false decline jeopardizes the entire consumer relationship, not just that one transaction. I hadn't considered that. For businesses looking to improve authorization rates, then what can be done?
Well, since the merchant is not actually handling the payment flow, selecting the right payment partner is absolutely key. Illustrate with an example, for a decent-sized business, a 2% increase in approvals could translate into millions of dollars of unrealized revenue. And that's where, like, you know, PayPal and Braintree can make a huge difference. We at PayPal have a huge unparalleled global connection, and we've got 429 million consumers in our two-sided network and more than 34 million merchants that we service. We work with global banks, card networks, regulators across 200 plus markets. We've got a tremendous amount of data about user behavior, about cards, about banks, about geographies, about schemes. And we use all of this rich data to make better decisions about transaction processing. We have a very sophisticated transaction retry logic and a stand-in logic, which enables customers to automatically retry transactions or stand in when there is an outage in the system, ensuring that merchants and customers do not, like, you know, get negatively impacted by outages and so forth. We maximize our off-rate using smart routing logic. Again, like, you know, based on this rich data, we make smart decisions about how to route a transaction to get the best authorization success rates. We also, like, you know, use this rich amount of data to make robust risk decisioning. Our risk decisioning runs hundreds of models, both, like, you know, offline as well as online models in the context of transactions to make sure that a legitimate buyer is never declined while keeping fraudsters out of the system. PayPal is able to, like, you know, help increase auth rates for our merchants also using multiple funding instruments. Brian, as you were saying, if you think about going into a physical store, you carry a wallet, you usually have more than one card and probably cash. And you can, if one card gets declined, you can pay with another instrument. Similarly, the PayPal wallet allows you to pay with multiple cards or your bank account or PayPal credit. So it just brings the power of the wallet to your online transaction and therefore making sure that the success rate for that transaction is a lot higher. Finally, we also, at PayPal and Braintree, we also use standard tools like account updater and network tokenization, which go a long way in managing auth rates and improving auth rates and giving the best customer experience to our merchants.
Something I've seen PayPal do over the years, and I've had my own account at PayPal since about 1999, is really expand its way into the payments ecosystem, right? It's no longer a captive audience tied to eBay, right? It's got all kinds of different channels into it. And one of the issues of a couple of years ago was to expand beyond U.S. borders, right? So now you have presence in more than 100 countries. I don't know how many, but I know it's global. With customers across that, and that gives you the ability with all those customers and merchants to really have a lot of data to deal with as you build your models. And that's the exceptional piece. And then when you look at other parts of the ecosystem within PayPal. You have Venmo, you have Buy Now, Pay Later, all these pieces that stack onto what can really build a substantial model. But I agree with you, the tokenization is the hot thing these days, and it's something the networks are requiring for sure.
Yeah, let's stay with tokenization. Sandipan, what can you tell me about why is network tokenization important? How does it impact fraud management? Let's pick up that conversation.
Sure. Well, network tokenization is going to be a key enabler for better authorization rates, more security, better latency, better transaction rates, and so forth. Now, at the core, what network tokenization does is it creates a unique credential for a physical card that is separate from the number that's imprinted on the physical card and uses this credential for all online transactions, purchases, vaulting, etc. So even if, like, you know, there is a compromise for that of that credential, somebody, a fraudster, manages to steal that credential, it is absolutely unusable for in any fraud scenario. Only the genuine buyer can use it. Moreover, like, you know, because it is not like, you know, your actual physical card number, even if the credential gets stolen, you do not have to replace the physical card. So inherently, like, you know, this is a lot more secure than using your card number for online purchases. And this benefit behind the scenes translates into a lot of security, a lot of trust within the payment ecosystem. The banks love it. The issuers and schemes, of course, like, you know, love it because it is more secure and inherently provide a better authorization rate when a transaction is processed through network tokens versus raw PANs or, like, you know, the 16-digit number that you see on the card. So that's what, like, you know, makes network tokens a very successful strategy in not only reducing fraud, but actually improving authorization rates. And it's the way to go. Like, you know, it's the future of what card processing is going to go with. We at PayPal and Braintree are extremely bullish in making sure, like, you know, that we do as much network token processing as possible for our merchants and give them all the advantages of reducing fraud.
So Sandipan, there is a lot of uncertainty in the economy right now. There's like a national debate. Are we in recession? Are we not in recession? But certainly uncertainty is the key word of the day when discussing the economy. Why should merchants focus on improving their authorization rates in this particular environment?
Ryan, that's a very pertinent question. And you're right. Like, there's a lot of uncertainty in the economy right now. And with that uncertainty, optimization and a better auth rate becomes top of the mind for every merchant. We are hearing more and more merchants becoming very aware of their auth rates and want to improve their auth rates, want to move towards a better, like, an authorization rate model, reduce their losses. They're all looking at their top line revenues. And this is, like, you know, a good time for us to, like, you know, provide all of these services to the merchants that really could benefit from it. PayPal has certainly been a leader in this space. We have done a lot of work over the years to maximize auth rates, minimize fraud in the ecosystem, but we are certainly not done. We do aim to achieve 100% approval rate for our good users on the PayPal wallet while keeping fraudsters out. We are also scaling all our auth rate functionality, tokenization, account updater, smart retry, smart routing on our Braintree merchants. These capabilities now will be available at scale for all payment types, not just on the PayPal wallet. And finally, we are also extending chargeback protections for our Braintree offering. And we just hope, like, you know, that all of this helps merchants in this difficult and confusing time and navigating through, like, you know, the uncertainty of where our economy is heading towards.
You know, the economy is essential to all this whole process, right? Merchants have tighter margins than ever. They have supply chain issues. They have enough to deal with. Losing a sale costs them the transaction and potentially the customer. The customer, the cardholder, is a lot more selective in their purchasing. You can see that in different types of transactions. And even as COVID came in, how things shifted. Like, we weren't going out to restaurants, but now we're ordering online. And those things have changed. So it's really essential to be sensitive to how the economy plays into it. Certainly what Sandipan was talking before about tokenization, that's a no-brainer, right? The industry's moving there. That's really where this has to go, just like the EMV chip on your car today, right? This is just another layer of protection. But in the context of the economy, just being sensitive to the merchant needs every sale they get to go through, and the consumer doesn't want to fuss with it all. And those are really important factors in this whole equation.
That's great. Sandipan and Brian, thank you so much for your time today. Great conversation around authorization rates, their importance, network tokenization, really covered a lot of bases and got some great data as well. So thank you for sharing your expertise.
Thank you, Ryan, and thank you, Brian.